You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Nicole Aguilar watches as boyfriend Daniel Garcia beats her 5-year-old son, Dominic. Garcia throws Dominic against a wall at the Texas hotel where they're staying. Little Dominic hits the floor, vomits, and passes out. When the two realize Dominic is not breathing, they carry the boy to their car, drive 15 hours to Colorado, camp near the Rocky Mountain State Park. The next morning, they dump his body in a ravine and flee to Costa Rica.
Nancy, Aguilar's mother calls the FBI suspicious when Aguilar won't let her speak with Dominic, and Aguilar says she is in Costa Rica. Aguilar leads investigators to the burial site, admitting that she covered up her son's murder because she was, quote, too eager to be with a man. The couple broke up within a month of Dominic's death, and Garcia is apprehended separately in Florida.
Nicole Aguilar, 28, sentenced to 15 years after testifying against boyfriend Daniel Garcia, who awaits sentencing after being found guilty of injury to a child resulting in death. Darrell Jarrell argues with the Michigan judge at a hearing regarding Jarrell's trespassing charge. The judge tries to explain the public defender has not been able to reach the suspect when Jarrell tells the judge to kiss his rear end. Judge Simpson retorts, that's 93 days for contempt. But Jarrell continues yelling curse words at the judge, who calmly responds each time, that's another 93 days. By the time the perp's escorted from the courtroom, he's racked up 558 consecutive days in prison, which is likely much more jail time than he would have gotten had he kept his yap shut. Best not to mention rear ends in open court, if possible. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In Ohio, a police officer now faces murder charges following the fatal shooting of Takiyah Young, a 21-year-old pregnant black woman. As Sydney Sumner of Crime Online tells us, it all unfolded during a confrontation that began over allegations of shoplifting.
The incident occurred in late August of 2023 when Blendon Township Officer Connor Grubb, along with a colleague, approached Young as she sat in her vehicle outside a store. Young was accused of stealing alcohol, and the officers ordered her to exit the car. Instead, she began to slowly move her vehicle forward. Grubb then fired a single shot through the windshield, striking Young in the chest. Both she and the unborn child she was expecting in 3 months did not survive. Now, a Franklin County grand jury has indicted Officer Grubb on multiple charges, including murder, involuntary manslaughter, and felonious assault. The indictment follows the release of body camera footage, which sparked widespread outrage and demands for accountability. The footage shows officers cursing and yelling at Young, with Young herself questioning, "Are you going to shoot me?" before she attempted to drive away. The aftermath of the shooting has drawn strong reactions. Sean Walton, the attorney representing Young's family, emphasized the legal standards surrounding the use of deadly force by police, questioning the necessity and proportionality of Grubb's actions. The family has called the shooting a severe misuse of police power, particularly given the minor nature of the alleged crime. In response to the indictment, Brian Steele, representing the Blendon Township Police Union, expressed deep disappointment, defending Grubb's actions as the result of a, quote, split-second decision in a highly charged situation. Following the indictment, Blendon Township Police Chief John Belford announced that the department has initiated a disciplinary review process for Officer Grubb. This review will run concurrently with the criminal proceedings as the community awaits further developments in this case.
The shooting of Takiyah Young is the latest in a series of fatal encounters between black individuals and law enforcement in Ohio, reflecting a broader national concern over police use of force in black communities.
Thanks, John. Juan Carrillo, a veteran suffering from Alzheimer's, frequently takes his purple bike to run errands around San Benito, Texas. When he doesn't come home after a few hours, his wife worries. She searches his usual spots, including McDonald's and Walmart, can't find him. Police canvass a small city, checking his childhood home, old schools, wooded areas near his home, no sign. Juan left his meds and cell phone he shares with his wife, but did have his wallet and about $200 cash.
Juan last seen wearing a black veteran's hat, a long-sleeve shirt, jeans, and tennis shoes. If you have info on Juan Carrillo, now missing almost a year, please call San Benito, Texas PD, 956-361-3880.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.